This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Big news coming out of Ole Miss. We expect a resignation coming. You immediately assume it's NCAA related because of everything swirling around there. And the Houston Nutt lawsuit. I guess tangentially it's tied to the Houston Nutt lawsuit because that's what led Ole Miss to go digging, to go get Hugh Freeze's phone records. And digging through those phone records is where some strange phone numbers to an escort service were found. And yada, 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 Hugh Freeze is no longer the coach at Ole Miss. To talk about that. And we'll mix in some on-the-field stuff with college football as well in this segment. Joined right now by Kevin McGuire, who covers college football for College Football Talk on NBCSports.com. Kevin, welcome into the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing good. You can find Kevin on Twitter, at Kevin on CFB. Kevin, I'm curious your thoughts on this Hugh Freeze thing. I guess we'll never know the answer to this, but I'm curious if you think I'm being completely out of left field with this. If there were no NCAA violations swirling around the program, if there were no lawsuit, and obviously the lawsuit is what led to the phone records being there, but let's pretend that Ole Miss found this some other way. Is this something that Hugh Freeze, you think, might have been able to weather if there wasn't all the other stuff going on around the program, or was this something that was this going to be a hanging offense regardless of what else was going on?
Yeah, it's difficult to say for sure, but I kind of think that if we didn't have all the other nonsense going on around this program under his leadership, that we would be talking more along the lines of some kind of internal discipline, you know, maybe a slap on the wrist publicly, and not having to worry too much about where you go from here, because I still think there would be a chance that Hugh Freeze could potentially keep his job. Now, like, again, it's impossible to say for sure that that's how Ole Miss would be thinking, but when this stuff starts to pile up against you, it makes it a little bit easier to cut ties with a guy that has had so much controversy surrounding him in the program.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. Like, if you're going to do that, you shouldn't do it, obviously, if you're married. But, man, what are you doing using a university phone for that kind of thing? Like, is it stupidity? Is it hubris? It's probably a combination of all those things, huh, Kevin?
Yeah, I would start with stupidity because it just seems like a common sense not to be doing that. But, you know, yeah. Who knows what he was thinking, honestly. It's a bizarre story all around.
Yeah, and so there's two sides to this now that going forward I think are intriguing to people. As long as we're on the Hugh Freeze part of it, let's stick with that. I think most people assume just because some of these guys who get caught doing similar things wind up back in coaching at some point. Mike Price wound up at UTEP. Bobby Petrino's right back at Louisville after going through Western Kentucky. So it's probably a question of when and not if with Hugh Freeze. But is the path for Hugh Freeze back now? Does he just follow the Bobby Petrino blueprint now? Contrition, small job, and then you're back at a big job at some point?
I think that has to be the way he would go, and I would even throw out the possibility of being an offensive coordinator somewhere, work for a program that needs it, because we've seen that's another path that some coaches can take to rebounding as well. So, you know, certainly look at Lane Kiffin. I mean, that's the path that he took, so it's, you know, maybe it'll work out for him. We'll see. But I think that that's just another scenario out there. I'm just curious to see what the timeline's going to be like. You know, how soon is that possibly going to pop up? Because there's still a little bit of a cloud over what he had done at Ole Miss with the NCAA investigation. So, I mean, there could be a show cause penalty or something like that. You just never know exactly until the NCAA really has a final say. And until they do, that's another cloud that's going to hang over Hugh Freeze for as long as this drags on.
Yeah, well, he's nuclear-level toxic right now. There's no question about that. Kevin McGuire, College Football Talk, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, so the other side of that, Kevin, is there's going to be an opening, maybe, at some point. We know that Coach Luke, the offensive coordinator there, is going to take over for now. I guess two-part question. One, what names do you expect to be tied to this job that are reasonable names, that fit the profile of this job, especially considering that it could be a job with sanctions? And two, what does Luke have to do in order to keep the job? We know he's an Ole Miss guy. What do you think he has to do this year to be seriously considered as the replacement for Hugh Freeze on a permanent basis?
If he can turn in a winning season, that's certainly going to go a long way, I think, for Luke to have a chance to keep this job. I'm just curious to see if whether or not Ole Miss wants to just completely clean house. The fact that he is an Ole Miss guy, he's from Ole Miss, that could carry some weight in his favor. But I mean, he's been tied to Hugh Freeze for as long as he's been there as a coach, so that's something that could be held against him, whether it's right or not. We don't know exactly everything that's involved with him, so unless anything comes out. But so I would say he probably has a decent chance to hold on to the job, especially if he can show that maybe that he's capable of weathering the storm and just kind of keeping everybody as close together as they possibly can through this time, because it's going to be rough. So I would say that he might have a chance to keep the job as the season goes on. But ultimately, I feel like Ole Miss is still a program that is just going to be in such an uncertain situation moving forward that it's not going to be real attractive to a lot of coaching candidates until we really figure out exactly where this program is going to be going for the next year, next 2 years. Who knows if it's any longer than that. It's still going to be a program that's in the SEC, so that has some advantages to it, even if there is some sanctions against them. Penn State was able to get Bill O'Brien. That turned out to be a good hire. So, to say that Ole Miss can't find a good head coach out there, I don't think that that's the right way to go about it.
Well, and we know that the pay is going to be pretty good. They don't have to pay Hugh Freeze anything on the way out, so presumably that athletic department still has a head coaching slot budgeted for $4 to $5 million a year. So we know that they'll be able to pay somebody. That I want to ask you about that division though, Kevin. The SEC West. Look. Every coach in that division, I was saying this before Hugh Freeze got fired, they all have pelts on the wall, either as coaches at the schools they're at now or somewhere before they got there. Those are good coaches that are in that division. Is the toughest part about taking over Ole Miss maybe just the fact that I can be the best coach I can possibly be, and in this division it may not be good enough just because there's so many good teams in this division?
Yeah, well, first of all, you're in the same division as Nick Saban, so as long as he's around town, there's not going to be a whole lot of wiggle room for a lot of coaches. But
Freeze was the one guy who could beat Nick Saban, we found out.
Exactly, and that still wasn't enough to save his job in the end. So,
yep.
It's a difficult division, and there are going to be some coaching changes, I think, as years go by, obviously, because we know that Nick Saban's not going to be there forever. We know that Kevin Sumlin's a coach that's going to be on a little bit of a hot seat just this season, maybe even Gus Malzahn. So, I mean, there's always going to be turnover. So I don't know if that's really a huge concern for Ole Miss going forward, because coaches will change and maybe they'll get a good coach. Maybe they'll get the next Nick Saban killer, for lack of a better phrase. So, I mean, it's always a possibility. It's just a matter of not worrying about too much about what else is out there at your division rivals. It's really just you got to focus on your own program right now and find a guy that can come in and establish some stability and credibility. I think that's the biggest issue that they have facing for them right now.
Kevin McGuire, collegefootballtalk.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Kevin, shifting gears, you mentioned one hot seat coach there, Kevin Sumlin. There are obviously a handful of them every year around college football. That's what the math dictates. Give me a name or two that are on the hot seat that are the most intriguing to you heading into this season.
Well, I'll go out to the Pac-12. I think this is a huge year for Jim Mora at UCLA. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with USC surging the way they did at the end of last year and potentially going into this season, and with Washington doing some good things with Chris Pearson, I think this is a huge opportunity now for Jim Mora to prove that he's capable of of being a coach that can lead UCLA to some national prominence. He's got a really good quarterback, and to squander Josh Rosen the way that they mostly have to this point, I think that's got to be frustrating. So I think if UCLA has another subpar season or below average season, I think he could be very much on the hot seat, and I think he'd be one of the first names that we'll probably hear him end up going.
How do you think Tom Herman's going to do in his first year at UT?
I think he'll do okay. I think he's stepping into a better situation at Texas than Charlie Strong did at Texas. So I think Charlie Strong left the program a little bit better than when he took over. You know, I know some people may disagree with that, but that's just how I feel. And I think that Tom Herman coming in, and if he can do some of the work that he's done with quarterbacks as he's done before, I think you could see some good things develop right away as far as the offense is concerned. Defense is still a little bit of an issue, but I think I think we're going to start to see Texas be a little bit more competitive. They'll have a little bit more of an edge. I think too ready to take down Oklahoma and Oklahoma State for the Big 12 title yet. That's still going to be a little bit of a work in progress.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.